Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. We begin in Montreal, where an encampment is growing on the campus of McGill University. It's a protest against Israel's war on Hamas and the first sign in Canada of a similar and massive trend across the U.S. Kobina Oduro explains.
Dozens of tents have been set up on the campus of McGill University. Many have signs with sayings like ceasefire and free Palestine. The encampment started Saturday and joined similar protests at U.S. campuses amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Protesters are demanding that McGill and Concordia divest funds they say are linked to Israel. Data published recently by two student groups lists 50 companies protesters say McGill invest in that are connected to Israeli government. Umia Tarek is Palestinian and a student at the university.
It's really empowering. It's really nice to see how the students can come together to organize and how much strength they can have when they join and become a community, and it's great.
McGill University says it supports the rights for students to express their views, but is asking for tents to be removed. Montreal police told CBC News they have not received any calls yet to intervene. Kobina Oduro, CBC News, Montreal.
In the U.S., student anti-war protesters are vowing to keep their rallies going. Police remove people from the Arizona State University campus, making dozens of arrests. A similar scene at schools right across the country. Many universities are working to shut down the demonstrations, which include both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel groups. Mediators are still trying to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel says if the militant group rejects its latest offer, it will move ahead with a ground invasion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than a million people are sheltering. Israel and Hamas are expected in Egypt this week for talks. While escaping the war in Gaza has been near impossible for many Palestinians, members of at least one family have made it out and to Canada. Terry Trembath has the details on an emotional reunion in Calgary.
Osama Zakot is excited, anxious, and waiting.
Overwhelmed with happiness that I will be seeing my parents after what they've went through.
Zakot has been working to get his parents and other family members out of Gaza since October. To cover the costs, more than $100,000 was fundraised, with a bank loan on top of that.
Knowing that I still have my brothers-in-law and their family, and my brother and sister, two of my brothers and their family, although I did pay for their exit, they're still on the waiting list.
In a statement, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada says it can't comment on specific cases. The department is aware of people exiting Gaza without facilitation from Canada. IRCC says it is important to note the temporary resident pathway is not a refugee program. Terry Trembath, CBC News, Calgary.
Ontario says it's getting tough on cell phones in classrooms. The province today revealed new measures meant to restrict the use of the device for students in an effort to increase learning. Stephen Lecce is Ontario's education minister.
We will be denying cell phone use during instructional time. For our youngest learners in kindergarten to grade 6 who may have phones, they will now be required to keep phones on silent and out of sight for the duration of the day.
The tighter rules include removing access to social media sites on school networks. Lecce also announced bans on vaping and cannabis on school grounds. The measures will take effect in September. People in Port Renfrew, BC, are fighting to keep Ottawa from closing a crucial fishing area. The federal government wants to make it off-limits to salmon catching. Officials say it'll help protect the supply for endangered killer whales. The community is about 2 hours west of Victoria. It relies on fishing for its economic survival. A petition to protest Ottawa's plan closes Friday. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.